I think perhaps the more important paper is the one from British Journal of Hematology that came from the University of Nebraska Medical Center. That was published in 2014, and that one has a couple of very important points to it. They analyzed, I think it was like 6 months worth of referrals, over 1,000 cases, and they again achieved a misdiagnosis around the 15% sort of level. And as I recall in that paper, they did, you know, again, highlight some of the types of misdiagnoses, misclassification, including a small number of things that go from benign to malignant or vice versa, or the other way. Those are incredibly relevant, of course, not surprisingly. But the other big thing that they published in that paper that was highly relevant is that 88% of the cases where there was a misclassification or a misdiagnosis, 88% of those led to a treatment difference, which is huge when you think about it. And so again, I would go back to, you know, try to emphasize as firmly as I can that, and I hope I don't upset any of my clinical colleagues who treat patients, is that I think that the single most important second opinion in oncology is to have a review of your biopsy with someone who has critical expertise in the field. I think that is value for money without doubt, so that the treating clinician then knows exactly what they're treating. And the treatment plan, the expectation of survival, all of the other things that flow from that are so critical. If you can start with a hugely confident diagnosis in a difficult area.